Back here at 8:38 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Morning to you too, James.
Good deal. Well, here we are on going to be a pretty warm day as we wrap up the month of March. Good grief.
Heading into spring.
I know. You're headed right into spring, and we had a pretty good weekend this past weekend with the Interstate Farm and Home Show we were just talking about. So that was always good, bringing a lot of folks into town. And
it does, yeah.
Got a lot of the $500 cash prize winners and everything.
I saw that list of winners that was posted. That was pretty good.
Pretty long list. Yep. So that is always good.
Yep.
So we've got a few things coming up in the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the Coffeeville Innovation Lab for Youth that we've got going on. We put posters out last week. I think you have a press release that you should have gotten yesterday. So it's out there now. It's April 15th through the 22nd. We have girl and boy sessions going on. A girl session on each weekend and a boy session. Now you only have to pick one session to go to, and our boy session on April 15th is full. So if you want to get in and get in on this, make sure you get in and register and come join us. So,
well, and the deadline is tomorrow, right? The 31st?
We've extended it.
Okay.
So up until... The problem is you may not get a t-shirt your size if you don't get signed up by tomorrow, but we think we can accommodate everybody. So, even if it's past the deadline, go on in, and we'll probably pull the sessions off, the website as they become full, so you won't have such a big selection.
Sure. So, just a reminder for folks, if they do want to get in on this, just the best way to do it is to check the website to see if it's still available, and that is coffeevillefoundation.org, right?
Absolutely. And, they'll be putting projects together, and then they'll have a chance to print a 3D object from a file and take it home with them. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, we've had a lot of interest in it. So we've got our six 3D printers in, and we'll have them all up and running by tomorrow. So.
Excellent. Well, that's very exciting. So a good opportunity for those 8 to 10-year-olds to get busy and get creative,
right,
and learn
something. And introduce them to that technology. I mean, it'll spark some interest. So.
Absolutely.
And then, just our normal projects, Midland Theater. We were over there yesterday and picked out some carpet samples that we want to go with. And so paint and everything should be coming pretty quick. I think we probably got maybe another month or two before we may be open. I mean, I think there's been a little bit of hold up, but not too much.
Let's see. When I was over there, we still pretty much the bathrooms were all kind of framed in and everything.
Drywall's up in there.
Okay, great.
They're rebuilding the concession stand. I don't know if you'd seen it when you were there or not.
Yeah, I remember there. It was there. They had been running some wiring and that sort of thing.
Right, but it's framed in now. Getting ready to do more of that. And like I said, it was exciting yesterday to look at the paint. What we're gonna. Just the scheme of things. So.
Oh yeah, that is wonderful.
Yep, and then the safe is still sitting there. We're still waiting for our safe cracker, to get into it. So hopefully we'll get close. I'm going to follow up today with them and see. We really want to know what's in there.
Everyone does.
Yep. Union Pacific Park. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago with the design team, and I did have a missed call from them yesterday. So I'm expecting them to tell us they're ready to show it to us. So we're excited about that, too, and look forward to more of that coming. I did want to throw out Cedar Bluff Bingo Night. The next one is not until June the 2nd. But, if you get a chance to go out to Cedar Bluff and just kind of look the place over and show your support, then they can use it.
So. Yeah. Well, and, of course, we do have the seafood boil coming up on Saturday at
Right.
Cedar Bluff.
Yep. And then I think the 100... Your celebration for Cedar Bluff is coming up here in the next couple months, so
sure.
I don't remember exactly when that was, but stay tuned for it. There's just a lot going on. So, and then I know Gail was around the other day with the summer celebration posters and getting ready to gear up for that, which July 8th this year. And so you can contact Gail Smith or Andy Duncan on those. I guess, and Mike Bradley, somebody who's been very instrumental in this celebration. keep him in your prayers too. So,
yeah, no, for sure. That yep. I of course haven't attended that before, but I did see the poster on the we got here on the radio station. So,
right,
looking forward to that.
And you know, Reawakening. Hopefully, we're going to sponsor the Kitty Car Parade again this year. And then last year, we had the VIP viewing stand that we sold raffle tickets for. It was a great time. So look forward to those kind of things coming up. And if you want to donate, get a hold of Gail or Andy. So, I mean, a great celebration. They've just really done something out of nothing, you know, and that's just one of the premier celebrations for Coffeyville anymore. So
no,
I think everybody looks forward to that.
That does sound great. I'm looking forward to it. And then also updates on some of the neighborhoods and the Monarch Way Station, all that sort
of
thing?
Yeah, it's that's the last thing I have. I'd really like to get Peggy here because she's really excited about this and she knows everything there is to know about it. The Way Station project, they're going to create way stations for the Monarchs at the garden sites starting out at 1205 West 9th will be the first one. And she's got 3 Saturdays and 2 Sundays in May and June set up for the families to come out in the afternoons and help build, you know, get these way stations up and going. So if you're interested in helping with that, you can message 303-547-0544 and just let her know you're interested.
That's good. I know we were looking for some garden tools a couple weeks ago. Do you know if we need any more or we kind of got everything?
No, I think she's set. They had that the work day and I'm sure there's more coming up. So
sure.
That's what I say. Maybe next week we can get her here. I almost had her here this week and she had a previous appointment. So next week, then we'll know everything we need to know about the gardens and get caught up on the Monarchs and all of that. Other than that, that's about all I have.
Okay, well, hey, if people want to maybe learn more about the work that Coffeyville Reawakening is doing, or maybe even make some donations to the Midland and that sort of thing, what's the best way to get a hold of you over there?
You know, and one thing that I haven't mentioned in a long time is the ilovecoffeyville.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's the link that has Reawakening, the city of Coffeyville, the chamber, all the websites, links to everything. So that's a place to go. Any Facebook page that we have, or you can give us a call at 620-252-5861, or stop in at Reawakening. We're at 115 West 9th. Right now we're getting ready for the Innovation Lab. That's where it's going to be. So just stop in and see us.
And, too, you know, we're always looking for volunteers.
Always.
Every different
Absolutely.
Organization is, and we need more volunteers. So maybe if you have a little extra time on your hands, even if it's an hour or two, I mean, we know the museum's looking. Yep. I mean, Brown Mansion.
Yep, Aviation Museum. I mean, everybody in town can use volunteers. So it's just whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
It's something very positive that we can do for the city at this point.
Yes, so. It really takes all of us, and volunteers being super important. Hey, it doesn't have to be a big commitment, just a little
nope.
bit of your time.
Maybe an hour a month.
I sure.
mean, just decide what you can give and do it.
Yeah.
Just because you love the town, right?
Yes, so it's going to take all of us. So, yeah, it's just something to be thinking about if you have a little extra time on your hands because, it takes all of us to make the thing go around.
So. Yep.
All right. Well, Denise, I appreciate you coming in, as always, filling us in on all the goings-on. And it sounded like we got lots of events coming up, exciting stuff, as we continue on in spring.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. We'll have open lines starting right around 9:10. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.